Not a whole lot to update as the week gets going. We've seen mild broad-based U.S. dollar weakness and slightly bid U.S. equity futures picking up from where we left off last week. The euro did manage to extend gains to the highest level since April of 2022, but the rally was short-lived above 109. As far as the catalyst for the euro demand goes, we continue to get hawkish communications out from ECB officials. As far as the upbeat market sentiment goes, we remain concerned this is all happening amidst ongoing hawkish communications from the Fed, which would suggest market conditions could be a lot more difficult going forward than where we're at right now. Looking ahead, the calendar is exceptionally thin with no first-tier data on the docket. That's all for now.